The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. The Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. If the men of my tabernacle said not, Oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, it is enough. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither, saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. And he shall snatch on the right hand, and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. That ye may suck, and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out, and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people.